This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to host a segment ahead of Pete Santilli taking over at 15 after. Very impressed with the great work you're doing. I already saw some of your work, but good to have you in person. Mark Moses, you guys finish up with the points you're going to make, and what are you going to cover next segment?
Yeah, I think what we could cover in the next segment is really a playbook. And I think what people need is they need the information and education, but they also need to know what to do next. So I think we can kind of break down some of the steps that I think are very important that people can take right now in their lives to start moving the needle and moving back towards freedom and sovereignty.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke about parallel systems. Me being the Bitcoin guy, I'm just going to talk about Bitcoin again because I think number one is...
starts with the money.
Yeah, it starts with the money. You need to start moving the money out of the hands of your jailers, number one. And then number two is don't expect the process to be easy. Like, don't expect, I just buy some Bitcoin on Coinbase and sit there. That's not what it is. Learn about a wallet. Learn about self-custody. Learn about how to do a Bitcoin transaction. Learn about how to get off the network so that way you are on the Bitcoin network. That's a completely parallel network. When I'm on Bitcoin and when my wealth is in Bitcoin and if you want to get paid, I can send it to you. It doesn't interact with the old system. It's completely...
But what about the point that the globalists always had cash and stuff, so they did Bitcoin as their new black market?
No, Bitcoin is cash. It's literally digital cash.
I understand. Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think the globalists are actually dominating and driving down Bitcoin because it got too powerful.
Correct.
They're building it as a back door for themselves.
No. Their back door is crypto. That's the thing. So Bitcoin is the one thing.
What he's saying is they're trying to drive the price down so they can accumulate, and that's also their savings.
Potentially. I think their bigger play is using something like Ethereum or Cardano because there's an organization or institution or a foundation that they can leverage. You can't leverage Bitcoin. There's nothing you can do to leverage Bitcoin. You can't push the lever. You can't change the amount. You can't do any of that. But if it's Ethereum, you just go knock on Vitalik's door and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You go knock on...
increase the supply.
Exactly. You can change the rules. There. And this is the whole thing. Bitcoin was that discovery point. It's the 0-to-1 moment that gave us a money which cannot be co-opted. So that is so important. And I implore everybody, go and figure out, understand how this thing works. There is so much resources out there, and just go read and understand. And don't get caught up in the crypto garbage, because that's just jumping from the fry pan into the fire. You're swapping out Klaus Schwab for a couple of nerds who have the same delusions of grandeur who want to run everything. So that, for me, is like the primary.
And so sort of like you mentioned, like coming out of the Renaissance, and really we saw the separation of church and state. And we talk about the separation of money and state, because money is that tool that really allows them to have the too big to fail, allows them to continue to build the prisons, the digital panopticons, et cetera. And so there's a big piece there. And again, without the freedom of payments, we don't have the freedom. So I can't send my kids to any school. I can't use any medical system I want if I can't pay for that.
Totally. Let me ask you this. Why do you think Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates would run this bio attack, kill so many people, and be the authors of it? Is it just pure arrogance? Because it just seems crazy what they're so hated now.
Arrogance
and stupidity, the hubris. So I think one of it is like Bill Gates and the hubris to think that man can control the climate.
You must have blocked the sun out.
We can control the weather. Like, we're God. Like, there is no God. We're God. We're going to control the entire climate and the atmosphere and the sun and everything. So the hubris that they have, I think. Is it evil? Is it ignorance? Is it arrogance? It's hard to know what the answer is. Obviously, a lot of these people are driven by this Malthusian fear spell that the population is going to increase so fast and the supplies are going down. But we've proven that's wrong. Population's topping out as people come out of poverty. They have less kids. Technology allows them more resources.
There's also a projection thing I want to say, is that if you're a person who doesn't know how to have self-control, I mean, you look at Bill Gates. He's got man boobs and, you know, he's got this massive gut, and he's telling people how to be healthy. Like, so when I find this with a lot of collectivists and government types and all this sort of stuff, is that they have an inner lack of belief in their own capacity, and they project that outwards. They think, you know, I can't run my own life.
They project their lack of control.
Exactly. And then they think that everyone else needs to be
controlled. All right, gentlemen, you're going to take over next segment, and then we got a special guest host, taking over today here. Who do we got in the fourth hour? Pete Santilli. All right, folks, we'll be right back. You guys take over.
Thank you.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're only going to miss out if you don't get it.
All right, I think we're coming back in.
We are on air.
We are doing the Uncommunist Manifesto takeover of the Alex Jones InfoWar show. So here we are. We're taking over the show, and this is a big show. This is a big segment. Thank you so much, Alex, for giving us this opportunity to do this. And it is so important. Of course, Alex leads the charge. He's talking about the World Economic Forum. He's talking about the Great Reset. He's talking about all the problems that are coming to us today, and they are real. And as he's saying, they are not only real, they are becoming urgent. They're coming into our lives faster and faster. And we wrote in the book, Alex and I, we've written the book, The Uncommunist Manifesto, which I get. Communism sounds like an old idea. It sounds like something that happened in 1917 in Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution, or maybe in Mao's communist China, even though today we still have in China the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. So communism is still alive and relevant, but it's actually more relevant today than most people have really given it consideration. So Klaus Schwab talks about you own nothing, be happy. Karl Marx said abolition of private property. So it's the same thing. Marx said we'll take over the means of production. Klaus Schwab says it's a public-private partnership and we'll just control everything. And so it's alive and well. Now, the one thing that Alex said before he handed over the reins to us is that things are getting bad. Things are getting urgent. It's accelerating, and it certainly is. Part of the reason why it's accelerating is because as this control starts slipping, they have to squeeze even harder.
Exactly.
So if we look at a parallel in history, I think there's lots of parallels for different parts of it. But in the 1500s, the church and state had monopoly and power and control over the people. But 70 years earlier, the Gutenberg printing press came out. It was a new technology that unleashed a decentralized information. And as the church started to lose its grip on the narrative because people were getting the information, they had to squeeze harder. Mm-hmm. So they said, hey, we're losing grip, so what are we going to do? We have to fight back. Well, let's squeeze even harder. Let's say that anybody talks out is a heretic and we'll kill them. And then as that happened, then more people saw that, and these martyrs then led to more people wanting to push back, and then the state had to squeeze even harder. And it's this equal and opposite force kind of thing.
And the funny thing is, as they squeeze harder, I think of this like something holding something slippery, you know, like that slippery goo stuff that the kids have, the Play-Doh. And the harder you actually squeeze it, the more it slips.
Yeah.
And you actually they create the counterforce. And this is something interesting. I want to read here. We've got a quote in our book from our friend Comrade Lenin.
So Comrade Lenin, someone we shouldn't be quoting, but this quote is more relevant today than any time before. And it's important. Let's go for it.
The best way to destroy the capitalist system is to debauch the currency. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved.
So just pause there for a second. So destroy the capitalist system. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that we live in capitalism today, that capitalism was good, but now it's bad. But he said to destroy it. If we want to destroy it, we have to debauch the currency or destroy the currency. So if we want to destroy capitalism, destroy the currency. And we do. How do we do that? We do that through secret confiscation or secret theft, and that's through inflation. By increasing the money supply, we secretly steal, and by secretly stealing, we destroy the currency, and by destroying the currency, we destroy capitalism.
Well, and here's the second part of the quote, right? By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. And while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some.
Right.
And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier, right?
So it confiscates arbitrarily, meaning who they choose to affect.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get this person and
by
not
decree.
That person. Arbitrarily,
yeah.
just and most people become impoverished. But the few...
Yep. It actually enriches some.
Yeah. And read the last part of that quote.
So as the inflation proceeds... and the real value of the currency fluctuates wildly from month to month, all permanent relations between debtors and creditors, which form the ultimate foundation of capitalism, become so utterly distorted as to be almost meaningless. And the process of wealth getting degenerates into a gamble and a lottery.
That's the last part right there. So the process of wealth getting. So we all should be trying to build wealth in our own lives. Wealth is our life battery. Wealth is my ability to have calories or to live without having to make daily gains. And so I have cows. Those cows could allow me to live for a year off the food. I have a house that provides me shelter. So that's my wealth. And so it says the process of getting wealth or getting assets turns into a gamble.
Gamble. I mean, you
gamble.
It's all over TV. People are gambling with houses. You know, they're building them, they're flogging them, and they think they're getting rich. But what's happening is actually the purchasing power of the money is actually depreciating. And couple that with a rush towards assets because nobody's saving anymore.
At the end of last year, we saw in America, we saw that we had the record amount of job quits, people leaving their jobs to leave the workforce. We saw a record broken, another record broken, another record broken. And where were most of these people quitting their jobs to go? They were going to trade options on Robinhood and trade cryptocurrencies. So gambling was the best form of getting wealthy. Now, that kind of frames up where we're at. As Alex Jones was saying before he left, things are really deteriorating at a rapid rate. Now, look. I think hopefully one thing Alex tries to promote as much as the fear that's out there, and we should be fearful because things are urgent, but there's also massive hope. Okay. And so let's end this on a message of hope because we got the table and we're going to say what we want to say. And I want to leave everybody here with hope because I believe that we win. I believe there's hope and prosperity for my kids and my grandkids. And I feel good about that, but that doesn't mean that things are instantly going to be better. And that doesn't mean that we don't have to fight. We do. And so it might be worse for me temporarily, but it's going to be better for them. So how do we do that?
Well, first of all, I think what we need to do is have some patience because we're going to have to go through this period. In fact, if we kind of look at it on a longer lens and kind of step out 200, 500 years, humanity, I think, in some sense, was going to have to go through this. We were going to have to go through the fiat experiment. We were going to have to make the mistakes we were going to make. We're going to have to orient ourselves so people who with low moral integrity and questionable integrity, they were gonna play the game to win without realizing that they were actually playing the game to lose ultimately for the rest of us. So all of this stuff was gonna happen, and I think it's really important to take a step back and say, all right, we need to lay the foundation for the parallel system. We need to lay the foundation for the future, for our children, for our children's children.
Yeah.
And this requires making ourselves independent once more instead of compliant.
Yeah, and that's exactly the key that you said is, a couple key things that you said there. So one, the parallel structures. And so what's happened is, and I've talked about quite extensively on my own show, how we're seeing the blow off top of socialism. And so a blow off top, if you look at financial markets, if you look at the dot-com boom of 2000, for example, the housing boom in 2008, and the markets start going up almost in a parabolic fashion, and then eventually they blow off. And they blow off because they run out of buyers. And what we've seen is, we've seen that with communism or socialism, where, hey, nanny state, handle my kids' education for me. And nanny state, handle my retirement for me. And then, oh yeah, handle my health care for me. And why don't you just handle everything for me? What about the roads? I don't even know how to build roads anymore. Just handle everything. And we've given everything to the state, and there's really not much more they can take anymore.
The zeitgeist of the time is autonomy.
And zeitgeist of the idea of the time is autonomy.
Yeah, and that's literally why we wrote this. This is a book about the zeitgeist of the time. Is the world has swung, and you use this analogy all the time, Marcus, the world has swung all the way towards centralization, towards dependency, towards basically I kind of envision the entire world as like a just-in-time supply chain, right? Is that everything is just stretched to the very bare edge, and everyone is dependent. There's no more independence. There's no more autonomy. So the antidote is the opposite.
Personal responsibility.
Simple as that. Personal responsibility. This is the renaissance of responsibility. And that, for me, when I think about Bitcoin, I also think about responsibility go up and, technology.
And we're sort of preaching to the choir here. You guys are watching Alex Jones. You're watching InfoWars.
Totally.
You have taken personal responsibility for your information. You're not watching CNN, so you've already taken the first step, but have you taken the second, third, fourth step? What are those?
Yep.
Okay. What are those? Well, you've taken personal responsibility for your own education, your own information. Have you taken personal responsibility for your own education or your kids' education? Are they still in the government-run public schools? If so, pull them out. Put them into a homeschool pod. Are you still eating the government-sanctioned food, the FDA food, or do you know your farmers getting your own produce and your own meat? Are you still... are you still using the government's money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me an example of this real quick. And actually, we're running down, so I'm not going to give you the example of that. But get out of the system. Take personal responsibility in every area of your life. Build your relationships. Get your food, money, and so forth. And we got to run. Pick up the Uncommunist Manifesto. Check it out on Amazon. And that's what we got. Thanks for letting us know.
Uncommunist.com as well. Get yourself some free bonuses there. Thank you for watching.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. I'm your host for this fourth hour, Pete Santilli. It's great to be back, actually, since the last appearance that I made. I'll, be memorialized as one of those individuals that was speaking at a time when I wasn't allowed to speak. I was gagged as a result of the trial that was going on, the sham trial in Austin, Texas. And I made an appearance, and there were things that I just couldn't talk about. It was one of the most uncomfortable moments, I think, in all of my 11 years as a broadcaster. If you don't know the name Pete Santilli, I'm host of the Pete Santilli Show, and I'm so proud to be filling in and helping out Infowars.com, the Infowars team, who, as we all know, has been subjected to the levels of attack, of course, on multiple fronts that we've never seen before in our nation's history. Attacking the independent media. And I'm, again, not only proud, but I'm also going to tell you that this particular segment that I'm going to bring to you, I've been trying to get as much information out over the past couple of weeks as I possibly could as to my direct involvement. And I'm going to say that I've been blessed with certain things landing in my lap, coincidentally, while at the same time trying to do my part as an investigative journalist, as a broadcaster, to make sense of what the heck is going on in this country. And for the past couple of years, my direct involvement with Mike Lindell, his team, having met him on January 5th of 2021, out in front of the Capitol, my life has changed certainly for the better. Since that interaction with him, he came on my show. I invited him on. I looked him in the eyes, and I recognized that he is one of our nation's greatest patriots. There can be no doubt about it. But since then, my interaction with Mike Lindell as a broadcaster, as a member of the independent media, has been to do my part to help deliver the truth to the American people. And as we all know, Mike Lindell has been through the meat grinder, as they say. He's been attacked to no end. But he has a great relationship with the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Thankfully, he's maintained that relationship over the years. And he's been one of those trusted people that that has been given some information dating all the way back to January 9th. Now, I'm going to take us through in this the remaining balance of this hour. Some very important information that most people have no clue about as to what was going on over the past couple of weeks and leading up to that. That has everything to do with how President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, is attempting to stay in the trenches to help save our country and to expose the evildoers that have subverted our U.S. Constitution. By the likes of people like John Brennan, by the likes of people like Clapper. And, of course, these deep staters have been operating behind the scenes for many, many years under the Biden administration. All right. So where do we begin? I mentioned to you that I met Mike Lindell. I'm not here to brag to you in any way, shape or form as to my relationship. I'll say that our relationship has been framed up because over the past couple of years, there have been two incidents that landed in my lap. How they did, I'll never know. I will just call it a blessing from above that I was exposed to potential sabotage of Mike Lindell's efforts to help save our country. Two incidents. One was back at the Cyber Symposium, where I was a witness to a massive intel operation out on the floor of the Cyber Symposium, from CIA, NN, doing all the wrong things and all the cameras in the mainstream media out on the floor of the Cyber Symposium to essentially capture the identity of those individuals that were in the room at the Cyber Symposium, and secondarily, to be standing by that if Mike Lindell had presented the information he was given on January 9th of 2021, he was actually being set up to be arrested. And this, these are the facts here. These are absolute facts. If Mike was right here, he would share this with you. These facts have just recently come forth that there was national security protected. It's actually under a little-known state secrets privilege. That information that Mike had received on January 9th, 2021, if he had put that on the screen during the Cyber Symposium just a little over a year ago, that the FBI was standing by getting ready to arrest him and his team for violating the state secrets privilege. He found out about this at the last second, and there were saboteurs that were mingling among the crowd. And it was just absolutely amazing how we watched these operators make mistakes right in front of us. We caught them trying to sabotage. And this is what they did. They were standing by waiting. His trusted attorneys, what few that he had around him, trusted individuals, had him hold off on doing that. So therefore, he was not arrested by the FBI. That basically fell right into the hands of the deep state operators in the intel community, because they immediately pounced and used that opportunity to say that Mike Lindell, the crazy pillow guy, has failed. And they went to the media and they immediately launched this massive operation campaign to discredit him, to say that the information he had was bogus, that the individual, quote unquote, that he had received it from was discredited, so on and so forth. So they attacked him. They basically had him boxed in. He couldn't have won either way, either be arrested by exposing it or by not exposing it to be discredited by the intel services. So fast forward to a year. Now, recently, most people have no idea what just happened within the past week. But I'm going to bring you some of the most important highlights of what happened just within this past week that lead directly to the possibility. I'm going to lay out a case here. We've got just about a minute or so here as I open up this segment. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you that there are high-level active duty as well as retired military officials that concur what I'm going to bring to you, that there is a possibility because of what President Trump knew about what Mike Lindell had and was entrusted with and had in his possession, that President Trump may have been raided as a result of this information that just came out a week ago. How do I know this? Because I was directly involved in conveying some information, subverting some sabotage, working directly with Mike Lindell on the front doorstep of this Moment of Truth seminar in Missouri, that there were efforts to sabotage him, that my communication with one of the most important people on planet Earth, and that video is contained on Bandout Video on my channel. You can see it. It was a conversation that I had with a gentleman named Clinton Curtis, who invented electronic voting machine fraud. Clinton Curtis was important in the scheme of things, but because I had contacted him, put him in touch with Mike Lindell, those that have been listening acted shortly thereafter. You will be absolutely shocked. Never before has this been presented outside of my show. I'll be presenting it right here to the InfoWars audience. And it's going to cause many, many questions, especially as to what's behind those redacted black bar lines. And the deep state will not want me sharing this information with you right here, exclusively on InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or VIX supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here in the fourth hour. I'm Pete Santilli. By the way, I'll give my website just in case you're interested in finding out where I'm at. I'm so proudly placed on Band.Video. You can find me. Most recently, we just launched our channel on Band.Video to bring you the most important interviews that I've done over the years. You can find me at Band.Video. Of course, you can go to thepetesantillishow.com to find our archives. Now, let's start off, first and foremost, by explaining that what I'm about to share with you, I would absolutely never even bring anything, especially under the scrutiny that Alex Jones and the InfoWars team is under, I would never bring you anything unless it was 1,000% backed up legally, factually. So what I'm going to share with you is You could probably accept if I said that gray aliens were in charge and the UFOs are going to be landing tomorrow, you would accept that. That would be much more palatable than what I'm about to share with you as to what's been going on behind the scenes. Now, let's lead off by telling you that there was an individual that had come to Mike Lindell, because Mike Lindell is one of our trusted great American patriots, a great Christian American patriot that loves his country. He has been an advocate for President Trump. He's seen some of the very, very bad things that have been done to our country, and he's invested tens of millions of dollars to do his absolute darndest to bring the truth forward. So he was trusted with information. Now let's back up. Before I ever met Mike Lindell, as a result of a completely separate case with my Bundy cases and another matter, another legal matter, I had established in January of 2019 that an individual who was listed as a witness as part of an investigation that was going on way back then in a completely separate matter, his name was, and don't Google him, because part of the operation was to discredit this guy, and you're about to find out why. And it's big. It's one of the biggest stories of our lifetime. His name is Dennis Montgomery. So discredited, so absolutely, I would say, pummeled by the mainstream media, the New York Times. They deployed all assets to discredit Dennis Montgomery, one of the most brilliant programmers. And in fact, back in 2019, I'd established that he was not only credible, but he had supplied, because he does love our country, he's a patriot, he supplied information as a whistleblower, where he designed a software program to go get bad guys. And that software program was turned towards the American people by John Brennan, James Clapper, as an independent private contractor with the highest level of security. You can go look it up. At the presidential level, SAP level, SCI. This is a private contractor, a man that designed a software program, an absolutely ingenious one, predictive analysis program that allowed him to go find bad guys in the Middle East. When he discovered that upwards of 20 million Americans had been under surveillance, including, you remember when President Trump sent out the infamous tweet that he discovered that his campaign was spied upon, and then on to his presidency, sent that tweet out. That message had come from either directly from Dennis Montgomery or by way of Admiral Rogers. Dennis Montgomery had blown the whistle about the surveillance. Brennan was behind it. Brennan and Clapper were certainly behind it. So years ago, back to 2015, Dennis Montgomery, in fact, sat down, and I've been able to verify this. I have actual testimony that has been, it was declassified and released. James Baker, special counsel for the FBI, actually testified to Jim Jordan that, in fact, that this Dennis Montgomery had come forth, had supplied his materials, that he was blowing the whistle to the government, didn't know where to turn, didn't know who to go to, but a judge had hand-walked this through. His name was Judge Lamberth. He set up a meeting with the FBI special counsel, James Baker, who just so happens to be involved in the Russia collusion thing. So you know where that went. Dennis Montgomery and his testimony is 3 hours with the FBI. They had come forward, did not cite the Fifth Amendment. He was forthcoming on everything under the penalty of perjury, gave testimony that the CIA and the FBI had been spying on the American people. He had evidence of that, upwards of 20 million people. And in fact, they were involved. This cabal have been using his software to also manipulate the elections. That was another piece of the pie. And on top of that, that software program was used by the criminal cabal entity running Wall Street for the purposes of insider trading, for corporate espionage, and something called front running, where they could seek an advantage because of the high speed nature of this computer system with his software, that they could make trades and become very wealthy, all being run by our intel services. Now, I've also been able to verify in the federal court system, they had admitted that they had possession of the 47 disks that he supplied, 32 terabytes. that it was in safekeeping with the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, that the 3 hours of testimony to the FBI was, in fact, being stored as well, but nobody ever followed up on it. Dennis Montgomery became frustrated. He was being attacked and discredited. He was told by the court, because of national security reasons, he could never speak about it. He could never defend himself against this massive set of attacks because he was a whistleblower by the intelligence community. And there were books written about him. The New York Times came out against him. Same fashion that they're coming after Alex Jones to discredit him and anybody associated with him because he tells the truth. Now, Dennis Montgomery became frustrated and sought a path to find somebody trusted that could grab this information and possibly get it to the 45th president of the United States. And that was through Mike Lindell. Now I'm going to tell you what happened this month. And this is the bombshell of all bombshells. That once again, early August, there were attempts to sabotage the credibility of Mike Lindell, his upcoming event in the moment of truth that just took place a couple of weeks ago, last weekend, in fact, that as a result of that sabotage, he was going to come forward and there were only three people that knew about the bomb that he was about to drop. There was the 45th president of the United States, Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell's attorney were going to drop the bomb so that no sabotage, no matter what they were attempting to do, could ever subvert what they were going to do. President Trump was aware of this. Not only do I believe that President Trump was aware of it, there's proof of it. On Truth Social, he announced, please tune in to Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth. The President of the United States, in an open meeting with a group of people, multiple people confirming, when the name Dennis Montgomery came up, President Trump responded, why do I keep hearing that name? President Trump knows who Dennis Montgomery is. Why do we know that? Because Dennis Montgomery is the one that blew the whistle on the surveillance against Donald Trump before he became the president of the United States. So Dennis Montgomery's name has been important to him, and the surveillance technology that he designed and developed was very powerful. It's a predictive analysis program. He blew the whistle on it, and the intelligence community attempted to cover it up. So early August of this year, in advance of the moment of truth, there was an attempt to sabotage Mike Lindell's moment of truth in the same fashion they did with the cyber symposium. But, of course, they were going to fail no matter what. We succeeded, ladies and gentlemen, in subverting that sabotage. I say we. It just landed in my lap. I don't know how it happened. No, I know how it happened. Through the blessings of the Lord, I'm going to give all due glory and credit. I passed this information on. I put Mike Lindell in contact with Clinton Curtis on August 7th of this past month. Mike Lindell met with Clinton Curtis, and it was such an important meeting that they could not have. I helped and set up that meeting. The following day, the deep state was so concerned about it, we now believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it was as a direct result of that meeting taking place and what was to happen during the moment of truth that the raid was initiated on Mar-a-Lago. And now all of the powers that be also believe and suspect that behind those black redactions exists what they were looking for was present.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. All right, this is important information. I'm going to bring this home now. I've set the stage. And before I do, I'm going to hold this up. I'm going to tell you I practice what I preach here, okay? I bought 2 T-shirts, okay? One of them has gone into a frame. I suggest each and every one of you do the same. Buy 2 T-shirts, save one. I think Alex Jones should, we should launch a campaign to have him autographs. Some T-shirts, but I put one in a frame. Alex Jones was right. I want each and every one of you to consider that the only way that I have been able to survive for 11 years, and I've been under attack. I'll tell you, we could spend an entire hour talking about my attacks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Pick up a copy of Alex Jones's recent release, of course, via Amazon. I think we've made a point, we the people. Purchase a T-shirt, purchase the book. Let's support and fuel the InfoWars. It's all being done by we the people. We're going to lock our arms. We're going to deliver the truth. And I'm about to deliver some right now. And this happens, of course, you know, the Great Reset, the book that Alex Jones has published and released. When that achieves the level of success in the rankings on Amazon.com, guess where that comes from? We the people. Alex Jones being able to fight these legal battles against the deep state comes through we the people. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I always ask my listeners to do the same thing at a smaller level on my show, and that's why I'm able to deliver the following news to you. Let's summarize. President Trump was aware
of the surveillance of his campaign. And then now we know that his presidency was surveilled as well. That was thanks to the work of Dennis Montgomery. He attempted to blow the whistle. The FBI, again, covered it up. James Baker himself almost got caught in a lie in testimony to Congress. He had to backtrack. He gave testimony on October 3rd, I think it was, of 2017, and then came back October 18th, corrected the record, and said, yes, in fact, that Dennis Montgomery was the whistleblower. Judges had certified that he did nothing wrong. Do not, whatever you do, do not Google Alex Jones expecting to find positive information and Dennis Montgomery to find positive information, because the establishment has done a great job demonizing and discrediting him. Why? Because Dennis Montgomery refused as a patriot to allow the use of his software technology, the most sophisticated at the time, advanced software, powerful predictive analysis software that was used on multiple levels to go get bad guys, to be used against the American people. He blew the whistle. President Trump was aware of it and has been aware of it for quite some time, for several years. Now, Mike Lindell has been entrusted with taking this information forward to bring the 47 disks that he had received and had been entrusted with. President Trump, I'm going to say he was aware of what was to happen last Sunday because he tweeted out. I was told by Mike Lindell that there were three people that knew what was to happen. So President Trump has been well aware of what's going on. Now, this attempt to sabotage Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit was subverted because I contacted Mike Lindell directly and I put him in direct contact with Clinton Curtis. 24 hours later, as a result of that epic, important meeting between Mike Lindell and Clinton Curtis, Mike Lindell flew out to speak with him in person and probably set up a skiff and speak securely. But President Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided. Why is Clinton Curtis important? Why is Dennis Montgomery important? Because they are the patriots that are bringing the truth forward about what the intel services have done to our country. It's a coup d'etat being launched by the likes of people like John Brennan. That same John Brennan that allowed 9/11 hijackers through the Jeddah, Saudi Arabia station, overriding his assistant station chief. That John Brennan that used sophisticated software technology as a private contractor with a company called TAC, T-A-C, using contractors' copyrighted software to weaponize it against the American people. That President Trump is aware of this technology being used against the American people and spying on the American people. And, of course, using that software technology to obtain Epstein-level blackmail and leverage over both Republicans and Democrats in the halls of Congress. They were surveilling Supreme Court justices. They were basically surveilling and digging up dirt on our federal judiciary. If you ever wondered why our entire system is corrupt, it's because of this software technology that was used to surveil these people. Then they hold that as collateral over their head, and they're able to get votes from people such as Chief Justice Roberts for Obamacare. This has been in the making, in the works, and being used by Obama himself. I want you to go look up the following. I'm going to tell you where these servers are stored, and I was told not to mention this because nobody will go near this facility. It's called Fort Washington in Maryland. I was told by a retired colonel in the Air Force and others within the military to never mention that location because Fort Washington houses the most sophisticated servers that are surveilling not just our enemies, but all Americans right now, especially if you are a flag-waving patriot. You are deemed to be a domestic terrorist. They're surveilling you. They're collecting all of your data, and they're using that against you. President Trump is well aware of what is at Fort Washington, Fort Washington, Maryland. You can go look it up. It's basically a CIA special training facility. The address is at 10530 Riverview Road. And I suggest that none of you go there. Nobody go there. Don't go anywhere near that place. It's one of the most dangerous places. A CIA Office of Special Technology houses these servers. And I'm going to also tell you that Dennis Montgomery, by court order, by the FBI, was to deliver all of his disks after he gave that testimony. And here's the clincher of them all, ladies and gentlemen. The bombshell of it. There it is. There's the facility overhead of the most dangerous surveillance technology on planet Earth being used against our foreign adversaries, but most importantly, being used to overthrow the United States of America, Fort Washington. Dennis Montgomery was ordered to deliver his disks to the FBI agents. I think it was Miramar, if my memory serves me correctly. Regardless, en route, while he was delivering his 53 disks, ladies and gentlemen, it contained evidence that of spying against the American people. Also, election fraud and meddling as well. 53 disks were delivered en route. Six of those disks were opened up and removed, and only 47 of them arrived, and 47 were submitted as part of his whistleblower testimony. Six of those disks that were missing just so happened to have forensic evidence, documented proof of Barack Obama surveilling the Israeli intelligence services and government. And those six disks were missing, ladies and gentlemen. Six disks, the most surveillance technology available. And, of course, why would Barack Obama want to surveil the Israeli government? Well, if you consider what the actions were of Hillary Clinton and Viktor Pinchuk out of the Ukraine, Viktor Pinchuk, oligarch, taking highly specialized steel and delivering that to the Iranian government in violation of the Iranian sanctions. Viktor Pinchuk, Congressman Steve Stockman, thrown in jail because he was aware of this. But he was able to get me information that he filed with the Department of Treasury that she violated the sanctions and she helped deliver steel to the Iranians in violation of the sanctions. And then you look at Joe Biden, his hundreds of millions of dollars in money laundering out of the Ukraine. And then you look at the Mujahideen al-Khalq terror designation that was lifted by Hillary Clinton. And then you look at the support of the Muslim Brotherhood by Barack Hussein Obama. These are Israel haters. These are Iran supporters. These are people that are running guns to the Mujahideen or in Benghazi from Al-Qaeda in Libya to be shipped to the FSA in Syria. Dennis Montgomery had all of this information. I'm here to say, do not Google Alex Jones. Don't Google Dennis Montgomery, ever expecting to find out the truth. But the truth will set us free, ladies and gentlemen. And the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, knows about all of this. And he's going to bring it forward. And I'm here to tell you, don't trust any plan. Trust that there's a group, a small group of patriots that are going to save this nation. And not even a fear of death or prosecution or persecution or any of that stuff that they're doing to us will ever stop us from saving this great nation. So help me God. Join together with us here on InfoWars. Join together with us by sharing this information far and wide that there's a possibility the FBI busted President Trump's door down on August 8th because they wanted to get this information. Well, guess what? We have insurance policies, deep state.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.